Hi, Dee. Thank you for calling. And
Hi.
what's
Yes,
on your mind, ma'am?
I was calling about fatty tumors. They're right under the skin, little wobbly kind of. I wondered if they were dangerous or if there was some natural means of dealing with them.
Well, if it is a fatty tumor, ma'am, and you've seen a
Well,
doctor
I don't
about it.
know. That's what they're called. I don't.
Okay, they're usually called lipomas. I don't make that up, but that just means basically it's a fancy word for fat in Greek or Latin, I forget which. Lipoma, like lipid. And if it's a fatty tumor, it's wobbly, and doctor says it's a
Yes.
lipoma. Unfortunately, the only thing that you'll be told can be done about it is to have surgery to have it removed, which I really don't recommend. Why? Because a lot of the time, the silly thing just comes back bigger than before, or it comes back in an adjacent location. Makes one think that it might be like trying to remove nasal polyps, and they keep coming back, and somebody finally found they were caused by a germ, and so of course you can't remove germs with surgery. Makes one think about that. It doesn't prove it, but they're harmless, thank goodness. They're just not really cool to have because sometimes they get big and don't look good, but other than that, they're not bothersome.
Well, I have heard that like a cyst has like a lining that if you even if you put a needle in there, I'm not talking about myself, but if a doctor did that and drain it, that it would return because it had the still had the inner lining in there. So I was wondering if a fatty tumor was similar to that.
Some of them can be drained with, and they can find that there's fluid inside. And other one, the doctor sticks a needle and there's no fluid in there at all. Now,
Oh.
the type where they can get the fluid out, and I'm glad you brought that up, ma'am, because I was not thinking about the time where they type where they can get the fluid out. I was thinking about the other kind. The type where you can get the fluid out, I have seen that type. Those are called sebaceous cysts. And again, I didn't make the name up. That's just what they're called, sebaceous cysts. I want worked with a woman maybe 20 years ago who unfortunately got sebaceous cysts on her face, and the doctor had drained them and they didn't look as bumpy, but it kept coming back, that cyst fluid. So what I had her do is to rub in potassium iodide, good old Bernard's solution it's called at a dispensary, to rub that in over the cyst every day, every day. And yes, we did monitor her thyroid function, because there's a few people who are sensitive to that much iodine, even iodide I should say, even on the skin, and it could suppress thyroid function. But if it does, we just stop and the thyroid comes back. I mean, the thyroid is very resilient to that. But anyway, she totally got rid of her cysts, ma'am. She had three of them, one on the forehead and two elsewhere on the face, and it did take several months, but they totally went away with the potassium iodide rubbed in. But remember, if you have a sebaceous cyst and you're going to rub in potassium iodide, otherwise known as Bernard solution, you gotta work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who can check your thyroid, or help you check your thyroid, that is, with a lab test from time to time, and make sure it's not being suppressed. That lady I was telling you about, she didn't suppress anything except her sebaceous cysts. Her thyroid stayed fine throughout.
Yeah, I saw a couple of natural remedy things, on the internet, like using castor oil, pure castor oil and neem oil and things like that, where you put a cotton ball with that over the cyst. I just have one above my knee. It's not a problem. I just wondered that my brother has some, so I think it's maybe in the family. I'm not sure.
Sort of sounds that way, ma'am. Now, if it's not a sebaceous cyst, I'm sorry, we're just kind of stuck with it. If it is, then you can get rid of it with potassium iodide, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for the other information. I listen all the time. It's a wonderful program.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for listening.